They're learning on the first word, Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. on 89.5. That's where you might have heard this already. This is a low sound re-edit. Leah McLaren is an accomplished writer whose work has appeared in the Sunday Telegraph and the Evening Standard in jolly old England. In Canada, her column appears weekly in the Globe and Mail. Now she's got a book out. It's called The Continuity Girl, and it's in stores now. Talked about what the book was all about. How exciting is this for you? It's your first book.
It's fantastically exciting. It's the culmination of a lot of work, and I don't know, they say that, hi, I'm just walking down the street and I just ran into my old neighbors. They say that, you know, every journalist has a novel in them and that's a good place for it, but I decided to put mine in the world, and I hope people like it.
Has this been a long time in the making, or have you had ideas for this in the past a couple of years, or were you waiting for the right time to publish it?
Well, it took a while. I had the first time, I guess I've always wanted to write a novel, and I studied English lit. I didn't go to journalism school. I always thought that I would be more of a fictional creative writer. And so that was always in my mind. So I guess you could say I happened into journalism more accidentally than anything. So it was the sort of culmination of something that I've been sort of wanting to do for a long time.
Well, I see. Okay, well, let's talk about the book. Meredith Moore is the main character of the novel, and she's referred to it in the press literature as a raging sperm bandit. can you explain that to our listeners?
Well, I got the idea for the novel when I was about sort of in my mid-20s, and at the time, I had a lot of girlfriends in their mid-30s who I noticed were sort of independent, sophisticated, fun-loving, professional women who would suddenly just overnight became incredibly obsessed and interested in having babies. And it was the strangest thing to me. It still kind of is. And it was the first time I thought, wow, you know, we must be biologically hardwired in some way. So this is, and I thought, wouldn't it be neat to write a book about a girl who becomes sort of obsessed in this way? Because I looked around and I saw that those were the concerns of women in their mid-30s, but in the culture, I think, was just full of, there were all of these stories of women just wanting nothing but to get married. So I thought, what about a story about a woman who doesn't want to get married, who doesn't want to find love, but who just is sort of at the mercy of this biological desire to reproduce.
Okay, well, not to give anything away. So, I mean, you use the term bandit. I mean, what does that mean? Where is she gonna find it? Is she gonna steal it, or?
Well, she decides that she wants to find a father for her child, and that she's not interested in having a relationship with that man, and so she begins dating, with a view to harvesting sperm from the right donor. So it's a bit disturbing. At the time, I thought it was just kind of a funny premise, but since I've published the book, I've realized people are actually kind of disturbed by the idea. But, you know, I actually think that there's a lot of, not to freak you guys out, but I do think there are a lot of women out there who often in their sort of late 30s, do start to play fast and loose a bit with birth control. Like, for instance, I have had a number of women who have suddenly had accidental pregnancies when they're 39.
That aren't exactly accidental, or?
Well, you know, you never know, but it's quite interesting. It's like, wow, you managed to figure out the birth control thing for 25 years or 20 years, and then suddenly when you're 39?
On the doorstep of your 40th, yeah.
Exactly. It's like, you got to wonder.
Well, what is it? Okay, well, let's talk about this. What do you think it is about men today that makes them seem undesirable in terms of potential husbands and father figures?
Oh, I don't think I think most women actually still, I mean, I can't really speak for most women, but I think most women I know, hope for the whole enchilada and hope that we all hope that we have fantastic careers and that we meet the love of our life at the right time and that we, you know, most people are sort of looking for that Norman Rockwell-esque picture, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Well,
and when it doesn't, you know, what then?
Well, for some people, I mean, I guess you refer to these people in the book as the yummies, and I guess typically they maybe have achieved that. But can you talk about who these women are?
Who are
the yummies?
Well, in the book, Meredith Moore, the main character, who the sperm bandit, mm-hmm. She attends a prenatal yoga class with a pregnant friend of hers and finds herself, even though she's not pregnant herself, and she finds herself sort of envying and observing these creatures she calls the yummies, who are, of course, yummy mummies. And they are...
See, I'm picturing Starbucks coffees and yoga wear.
Exactly.
Am I on track with that?
Exactly, yeah, really kind of cute. And think of Reese Witherspoon on her, you know,
taking
a walk through Malibu. Right, but it's, and I think for every professional single woman, you know, there is this sort of sense of, oh, wouldn't it be great to just reproduce and stay at home and walk around and hang out in Starbucks? And of course, I think the actual reality is probably not half as relaxing as the way that it appears on the outside. Having kids is not a lifestyle choice, but gosh, some people just make it seem like that.
Yeah, they do. We're just about to wrap it up here, but now you're taking the book across the country, aren't you? When's the next reading?
The next reading? God, you've caught me off guard.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
I know. I don't have it. I'm doing a Harborfront reading.
Oh, you are? Okay.
But I can't remember the exact day. It's been a couple of weeks, but if you go on the Harborfront reading series website, you'll be able to find it.
Okay, well, let's let everybody definitely do that. Well, thanks a lot, Leah.
Okay, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, best of luck with the book.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.